Oh, that's fantastic. That is fantastic. I've never... Did you build that?
Yeah, I built it.
That is wonderful.
I didn't build the... I didn't design it. I copied.
See this here?
I saw it.
This is the scarred wall from being...
That's
right there. That's from the siege earlier.
Actually,
today.
I don't think that is. I think that's from boxes, but
we're going to say it
normally
it's from the
hits,
siege.
Yeah, that's fine. You can make up whatever you want.
All right.
So you're French, so you're going to appreciate this.
Well, this is fantastic.
There we go.
All right, okay, before. Okay.
So just take that and pull it towards you. Whoa. What happened there? That is the first time I've ever seen a misfire.
Scott has never actually activated
hardware,
a trebuchet,
so. For a living.
Okay, I'm getting like the action angle right here.
Look at my bald spot.
You don't have one.
I know.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, hold on. Okay, all right. Yeah! That was great.
That was fantastic. Into the Girl Scout
cookies. When one of the...
I think I'll buy some Samoas before we go.
Okay, so now we've already used up a minute.
Yes, that's right.
We should probably do an introduction, huh?
Well, let's just do it on camera, then we'll find out.
That'd be fantastic.
You're going to remove this part.
Nope, let's go.
Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and I'm wandering around Building 42 with Roy Blythe behind the camera. Hi, Roy.
Hi, Scott.
And we are walking by and getting candy and gadgets from people and asking folks today in Building 42 at Microsoft, what are you doing?
Hello, sir. How are you?
Hi. Very good.
Who are you?
My name is Vance Morrison.
What are you working on that is allows you only to have 1 minute of available
He's
well,
building.
Right,
he's compiling.
Right now, I'm trying to fix this is the .NET runtime, and I'm trying to fix something so that it makes it easier to profile it. Is really what I'm working
really?
On.
Are you adding a new interface for profile?
I am actually trying to fix a problem that prevents an existing interface from working properly.
Really? So the semantics of the interface are not being respected?
It's not so much that, it's that a new feature, which is the ability to crawl the stacks. When you take a sample, you can actually crawl the stacks. And in order for that to work properly, you need the code to be generated in a particular way. Lots of code is generated this way, but not all code. And in fact, the runtime code is not generated.
You say the
code
you're talking about, the IL has to be generated a certain way?
The native code.
The native code has to be made a certain way to make a stack walk easy.
That's right.
And this is part of ViCore Profiler 2 or one of those kind of things?
There's a ETW is the interface, and it's something in Windows, and it's actually only exists in Vista. That ETW has existed in XP, but...
Is that like Enhanced Tracing for Windows?
It stands for Event Tracing for Windows.
Event
ETW
tracing.
Is what that is. And anyway, in Vista, they added the ability to crawl the stack. So
sure.
in previous versions, it didn't. And in this case, I'm trying to make it so that runtime code can participate in that.
Is it going to be a big deal? I mean, it seems like when you move stuff like that, one would get into a certain, if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of a thing. Do you ever feel like you're playing Jenga with the runtime itself?
Well, it is. I've found that it's more problematic than I expected it to be.
Yeah, it's not always the way. But, you know, a butterfly flaps its wings in Brazil, suddenly third generation garbage collection doesn't happen.
So, in fact, in this particular case, I found that mostly this thing had, I ran into a performance regression, and one of the problems was that when I added, you have to do what's called adding EBP frames, and basically
sure.
you're adding a few instructions at the beginning and the end of certain methods. And in this case, it turns out that when I did that, some performance metrics regressed, and they regressed.
How far?
Because, this was like 30 or 40%, but
okay.
the dramatic reason, the difference, had nothing to do with the extra instructions added. It had to do with what are called branch mispredictions. The processor goes to a lot of trouble to try to guess where your jumps
it gets
are going to
it wrong,
go.
It's a cache miss.
It effectively has to stall. It has to take about 10 or 15
right.
cycles to sort of figure out what to do next.
It's kind of the Intel equivalent of a do-over.
Yes. For a section of the code.
So it was causing do-overs or cache
a lot of them.
Branch mispredictions over
exactly.
and over again.
Exactly. And so in this, now the strange thing about it is I didn't change any of the branches, right?
Okay, so that's voodoo. So what's the mystery there?
I actually don't understand
it yet.
You're
deep in the middle of it
I'm
right now.
Still trying to understand
right.
it. Yes.
That's pretty deep.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And it's still billing. This is very exciting.
That's right. Oh,
maybe
yeah,
we'll come back in a couple of days and see how that's working out.
Oh, it'll be done by then.
Oh, yeah? Hey, hear that?
I did hear that.
Strong confidence.
Don't even talk to me. It's gonna.
Oh, you have a lot of cubes.
Yes, I do.
Wow.
I have a lot of cubes.
You have filed many patents.
I've been here a little over 10 years. That's what that big crystal thing is the 10
That is fantastic.
All these other crystals are other years you've been here?
So all of those
are
patents. So
those are patents?
Yeah. Patent applications.
I have 4 failed patents. They were.
This is when you apply. I'm
not really sure.
And then you get a plaque when you actually get one.
That's fantastic. What kind of stuff are you patenting?
Well, this is all, almost all of it, with the exception of one or two, I think, have to do with the runtime in one form.
Hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Why don't you just retire and hang out? Yeah, too much fun, right?
This is how you retire, man.
You are retired. This is how you retire at Microsoft. You have a good time fixing bugs and building for you. All right, fantastic.
Wow.
Vance, we really appreciate you taking the time to see us.
No problem.
Good luck with your bug.
Thank you.